And what an abomination. The words I heard from the Prime Minister of Israel claiming that the Israeli state and ISIS were not compatriots, co-slaves and devotees in the brutal worship of supremacy. Notice how ISIS reinforces the state in us. You know, one day we're going to talk about that. The idiocy of that whole notion of revisiting the Crusades in 2014 and pretending there was such a thing as a state. Come on, then as now, we got paid mercenaries who go where the money is. Let's take a moment, we who are raised to believe in class, to examine our hearts and then ask, how can we reclaim what was wounded and buried at such an early age? And by this, I'm not trying to suggest trust, a turn to individual healing, but rather a turn toward trying to create local community debate on how to end false divisions, including that one called citizen barbarian, with the goal of being able to set our human feet in an honest, honest global society. And we're going to be talking next week about how important that word honest is. We're starved for it, for authenticity. They're trying to train us to expect it only from our captive animals. No, I want a whole human world that's free of deceit. That's what we deserve. That's what's meant to be.